This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 2/18/22. The name of the patient is Virginia Santana. Last name, S-A-N-T-A-N-O. First name, Virginia. This is Carticare Associates letterhead. This is a tremolo X-ray stress test file, EST space, Santana space, V. Tremolo X-ray stress test, date of examination, 2/18/22. Referring physician is going to be Marion Bob McCoy, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, New Packoff, clinical indication, 62-year-old female with history of hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, losartan hydrochlorothiazide 50/12.5, comma, amlodipine 5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 150/90, period. Baseline heart rate, colon, 72 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. Patient underwent tremolo X-ray stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 1 minute and 30 seconds, into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 158, parentheses, 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 205/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 32390, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to mild fatigue and attaining 100% maximum predicted heart rate. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a significantly hypertensive systolic blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 138/82 and a heart rate of 87 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC during stage 2 of stress and ventricular bihegemony at peak stress when she had attained her functional capacity, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was 1 to 1.5 millimeters of horizontal to upsloping ST depression, leads to 3 AVF and V4 through V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point, period. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion tremolo X-ray stress test to 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of 8.5 mets, but with functional capacity decreased compared to her prior stress test, possibly related to the patient's hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension with a significant systolic hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. VPC was noted in stage 2 of stress and ventricular bihegemony at peak stress associated with her attaining her functional capacity, but there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.